Ms. Holly, HOLLY, Barbara, BARBER. Just complaint, cough, congestion, knee pain, I'm sorry, TMJ pain, right side, lymphadenopathy on the left side, history of long COVID, palpitations, tachycardia, difficulty with pregnancy with a gene mutation that attacks the baby, and a history of leg pain and arm pain related to COVID previously. Our patient is a 41-year-old woman homeschooling 4 children. She's had a hard time getting pregnant. She's married and has adopted 4 children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her last period was 9/4/23. Period. Medical problems, long COVID, surgery, none except TMJ issues. Medication, Lexapro, Metoprolol, all happened after she got COVID last year. COVID immunization, none. Family history. Mom and dad are healthy, except dad has tachycardia related to COVID, and family history of stroke. Allergy codeine, patient is alert, awake, in no distress. 140 pounds, no change, 99%, 98 temp, 16, 77, 100 over 44, heart pauses, 1 pulse with 2 lungs, few bronchi, TMs are red, pushed to pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological and non-focal, there's lymphadenopathy node on the left side of the neck, skin shows no rash or mucosa with that lesion, number 1, sinusitis, next one is bronchitis, next one is chest x-rays within normal limits, next one is COVID test is negative. Next number is ZPAC, Medrol, Dospac, Bromfit for symptom relief and infection treatment. Next number is Rocephin and Decadron. Next number, chest x-ray reviewed with patient. Next number, with history of long COVID and palpitation, I looked at her heart. There was had a good ejection fraction, no valvular abnormality. Next one was big with history of long COVID and vertigo. We looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next one, of course, because of her leg pain and arm pain related to long COVID, I was obligated to rule out DVT and PVD. Her prescriptions are there. Here, ma'am. Next patient is abdominal ultrasound. Shows... an abdominal ultrasound, which was done for nausea, showed small, tiny gallstone. Next number, no fatty liver noted. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck noted. Next number, her blood work is up to date. Next number's mammogram is up to date just a few months ago. Next number, lab work was not repeated since it was only done a few months ago with her mammogram. Next one was sinusitis causing patients lymphadenopathy. Next one was had CMJ issues, is going to see the dentist next week. Or this week, sorry. Next number, tachycardia, doing well with the metoprolol. Next number, vertigo, related to long COVID. Next number, I don't see any evidence of carotid stenosis in her neck. Next number, findings were discussed with patients and what long COVID can cause and how it can be treated, i.e. with Lexapro at length, with a discussion at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.